Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love doing Heart to Heart. I love these broadcasts, everyone. I thank God for what he's doing. I thank him for what he told me. He told me good things about these broadcasts. And the Lord, I'm truly telling you, he's up to something good and it is wonderful. I just can't get enough of what God is doing. And I expect great things as we go forward. I pray now and I speak the favor of God on everyone who listens to these broadcasts. I thank God for you, and I thank God for what he's going to do in your life. Remember, God can have you to do something that seems small to you under the anointing. But he can take your bread and your loaves of fish, your fish and your two loaves of bread and feed multitudes. He can cause you to do something that will turn out wonderful. Never underestimate the anointing. And I thank God for it. I thank God for the anointing he trusted me with. And I thank God for the anointing that he trusted you with. And I pray right now, Lord, I pray that you mightily move in your people. I bless them in the mighty name of Jesus with much wisdom. I speak the wisdom of Ephesians on them. I speak your wisdom and counsel and understanding, your guidance. I pray that you will help them to see you and obey you in all things. And all those that they should reach, Lord, I pray that you'll go before them, prepare hearts, encourage them to speak your word boldly. Paul asked those to pray for him for boldness, and I pray for my boldness, and I pray for every listener's boldness to be as bold as Jesus in these days. And I speak the wisdom of God on their lives. Lord, let the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit operate throughout their lives to the point that the Holy Spirit can rest on them and cause them to operate under the anointing and multiply your works 10 times over in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing. Now, last broadcast, we ended reading verse 25. And I ran out of time, and I'm not sure if it actually got on there or not. But I'm going to read I'm going to start at verse 22 in chapter 26 of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 26, verse 22. Where I go is verse 21. Then said Saul, I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my soul was precious in thine eyes this day. Behold, I have played the fool, I have erred exceeding. And David answered and said, behold, the king's spear, and let one of the young men come over and fetch it. The Lord render to every man his righteousness and his faithfulness. For the Lord delivered thee into my hand today, but I would not stretch forth mine hand against the Lord's anointed. The Lord's anointed. And behold, as thy life was much set by this day in my eyes, so let my life be much set by in the eyes of the Lord, and let him deliver me out of all tribulation. Now watch verse 25. Then Saul said to David, blessed be thou, my son David. Thou shalt both do great things, and also shall still prevail. So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place. Remember, Saul was also a prophet. He's anointed of God. He's a king, and he was also a prophet. I'm going to read verse 25 again. Then Saul said to David, blessed be thou, my son David. Thou shalt both do great things, and also shall still prevail. So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place. Now Saul was the one who was trying to kill David. And the anointing operated in his life, because he was yet a prophet. And he prophesied, and it happened. Now, it didn't look like it was going to work. Now, watch what David said. But it happened. Chapter 27. And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines, and Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel. So shall I escape out of his hand. And David arose, and he passed over with 600 men that were with him unto Achish, the son of Maoch, king of Gath. And David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, and David with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's wife. And it was told Saul that David has fled to Gath, and he sought no more again after him. And David said unto Achish, if I have now found grace in thine eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country that I may dwell there. For why should thy servant dwell in the royal city with thee? Then Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Wherefore Ziklag pertained unto the kings of Judah unto this day. And the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistine was a full year and 4 months. And David and his men went up and invaded the Gershurites and the Gezerites and the Amalekites, for those nations were of old the inhabitants of the land, as thou goest to Shur, even unto the land of Egypt. And David smote the land and left neither man nor woman alive, and took away the sheep, the oxen, the asses, camels, apparel, and returned and came to Achish. And Achish said, whither have ye made a road today? And David said, against the south of Judah, and against the south of the Jerahmeelites, and against the south of the Kenites. And David saved neither man nor woman alive to bring tidings to Gath, saying, lest they should tell on us, saying, so did David, and so will be his manner all the while he dwelleth in the country of the Philistines. And Achish believed David, saying, he hath made his people Israel utterly to abhor him. Therefore he shall be my servant forever. See, David was doing the work of a king. They were supposed to drive the people out of the land anyway. And that's what David was doing with 600 men. This man is truly anointed to be king. He's fulfilling the will of God. He's doing what Israel failed to do. You know, Joshua worked on this till he died, but they didn't drive out all the Canaanites, and that's exactly what David endeavored to do. He was anointed to be king. When you're under the anointing, you can do things that you normally couldn't do. And you can do things on your level, but it'll turn out on God's level. I'm going to say that again because it sounded perfect. You can do things on your level, but it'll turn out on God's level. And don't depend on what you see. David didn't depend on what he saw. He left nobody alive to go back and tell Gath. He had a safe haven, and he did the work of God. Because that's when you're anointed, you do the work of God. All right, we made it to chapter 28. And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare to fight with Israel. And Achish said to David, know thou surely that thou shalt go out with me to battle, thou and thy men. And David said to Achish, surely thou shalt know what thy servant can do. And Achish said to David, therefore will I make thee keeper of mine head forever. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land, because he was anointed. But when you're lukewarm, you still are an enemy to the Lord. Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shur. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. Anytime you're in pride, you're going to be in fear. I've said it many times. Fear is an agent of pride, just like faith is an agent of love. And that's exactly what happened with Paul, with Saul. I'm not Paul. Not Paul. Paul is good. He's not half-hearted like Saul is. All right. And Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Now, that was the day when the priest and the prophets came to Ezekiel for counsel. And they wanted Ezekiel to inquire of the Lord for them. And the Lord said, I will not be inquired of by them. Because they did not repent. And since they didn't repent, God didn't have anything to talk to them about. I think it was Ezekiel chapter 20. Yeah, here it is. I was right. Ezekiel chapter 20. And it came to pass in the seventh year, fifth month, tenth day of the month, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Lord and sat before me. Then came the word of the Lord unto me, saying, Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel. Now this is Ezekiel. This is Ezekiel chapter 20. Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say to them, Thus saith the Lord, are ye come to inquire of me? As I live, saith the Lord, I will not be inquired of by you. Without judge them, son of man, without judge them, cause them to know the abominations of their fathers, and say to them, Thus saith the Lord God, in the day when I chose Israel and lifted up mine hand unto the seed of the house of Jacob, and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up mine hand unto them, saying, I am the Lord your God, in the day that I lifted up my hand unto them to bring them forth of the land of Egypt unto a land that I had espied for them, flowing with milk and honey, this is the glory of all lands. Then said I unto them, Cast ye away every man the abominations of his eyes, and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. But they rebelled against me and would not hearken unto me, and did not every man cast away the abominations of their eyes. Neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I said I was pour out my fury upon them, to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I wrought for my name's sake, and it, that it should not be polluted before the heathen among whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known unto them, bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. Wherefore I caused them to go forth of the land of Egypt, and brought them into the wilderness. And I gave them my statutes, and showed them my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. Moreover also I gave them my Sabbaths, to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord, and sanctify them. But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They walked not in my statutes. They despised my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. And my Sabbaths they greatly polluted. Then said I will pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness to consume them. But I wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, in whose sight I brought them out. Yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. He had to wait till that generation died out. Because they despised my judgments, and walked not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbaths, for their heart went after their idols. The Lord had nothing to say to them. He was not going to give them guidance. They didn't come to him repenting. They came asking for guidance and ignored the fact that they needed to be repenting and changing their heart. They wanted to come to God with an unchanged heart. It's not going to happen. I've seen many people seek the Lord. They want answers. Preachers want messages, but they won't repent. And the Lord has nothing to say to them. They run the Holy Spirit off by their actions. Their life does not draw the Holy Spirit to them. We need to live a life that attracts the Holy Spirit. I want my life to attract the Holy Spirit. I want the Holy Spirit around me all the time. And he is, but you can't always notice his presence when you're doing crazy stuff, when you're lukewarm, when you live aside from the love of God and allow evil in your life. If you see any form of evil, anything that smells like evil, drive it out of your life. Jude said, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. That means evil and everything that's a part of it. Every form of temptation, every form of wickedness, drive it out. The things of Satan sound good. Being honest, they sound good. They look good. But they are not the same. They are not God's will. It's an abomination. Harden your heart against the world. Soften your heart to God's things. That's what it's all about. The love of God. The hot church loves God. The cold church hates him. Lukewarm people love the world and they get consumed and they act like Saul. But if the Lord has to spit them out, there's a reason for it. This is a prime example. The Lord didn't want to, he wants to bless his people. He loves all of his people. He loves the old crazy wicked people. Just like he loved me. But they don't like him. And God can't let them tear up heaven. And he don't want to be around sin. And they want sin in their life. God don't want sin in his life. So they got to go with their sin. Period. Whoever it is. I don't want sin in me. It's going to do me wrong. It's going to hurt me. And I don't want to ever betray my God who loves me. I don't ever want to nail Jesus to the cross again. I love him. He died for me. And I don't ever want to betray him. Period. Under no situation. For no reason. And the Lord taught me that I don't have to do it. I don't have to fear the things of Satan. You can drive out those Philistines. You can drive out the Canaanites. You can kill the Amalekites. Especially if you're faithful under the anointing. And you can help others do the same thing. Now, back to verse 6 in Samuel chapter 28. It's a good thing to read Ezekiel chapter 20. I read most of it, but you see the position that God took against the elders of Israel that come for guidance but would not repent. They refused to repent. Now Saul is in the same situation. Saul inquired of the Lord. The Lord answered him not, neither by dreams or by Urim nor by prophets. Then said Saul unto his servants, seek me a woman that has a familiar spirit, that I may. Now he went from he went from mountain to hill, that he may go unto her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there was a woman that has a familiar spirit at Endor. Then Saul disguised himself, put on other raiment, and he went, and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night. And he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done. Now he has cut off those that have familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die? And Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord lives, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said to her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And he said to her, what form is he of? And he said, an old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And Samuel said to Saul, "Why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up?" And Saul answered, "I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me, and answers me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore I have called thee, that thou mayest make known to me what I shall do." And Samuel said, "Wherefore doest thou ask of me, seeing the Lord has departed from thee, and has become your enemy? And the Lord has done to him, and the Lord has done to him as he spake by me. For the Lord hath rent the kingdom out of thine hand, and given it to thy neighbor, even David, because thou hast obeyed not the voice of the Lord, nor executed the fierce wrath upon Amalekite. Therefore hath the Lord done this thing unto thee this day. Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with thee into the hand of the Philistines. And tomorrow shalt thou and thy sons be with me. The Lord also shall deliver the host of Israel unto the hand of the Philistines." Then Saul fell straightway along on the earth, and was sore afraid because of the words of Samuel. And there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no bread all day, nor all night. Now he saw the witch, basically what he did. See, fear is a driver. He was so afraid that he spoke it and acted on it, and totally disobeyed the Lord. Every time people do that, they end up in more trouble. The Lord said, "Fear not, repent, seek him, do it God's way." And I even confess, I'm uncomfortable doing anything other than God's way. I don't want to be comfortable in wrong, no form of it. I want to be comfortable doing right, all of it. See, you can control how you feel, you can control your emotions, you can control things by the way you speak. What are you saying? So, all these things happen according to the word of the Lord. And the woman came unto Saul and saw that he was sore troubled, and said to him, "Behold, thine handmaid has obeyed thy voice, and I have put my life in my hand. Now have and have hearkened unto thy words, which thou spakest unto me. Now therefore I pray thee, hearken thou also unto the voice of thine handmaid, and let me set a morsel of bread before thee and eat, that thou mayest have strength when thou goest on thy way." But he refused and said, "I will not eat." But his servants together with the woman compelled him, and he hearkened unto their voices. He arose from the earth, sat upon the bed, and the woman had a fat calf in the house. And she hastily killed it, and took flour, and kneaded it, and did bake unleavened bread thereof. And she brought it before Saul, before his servants, and they did eat. And they arose and went on their way that night. Okay, we made it to chapter 29, last chapter of Samuel. First Samuel. No, it's got 30, okay. Chapter 29. Now the Philistines had gathered together all their armies to Aphek, and the Israelites pitched by the fountain, which is in Jezreel. And the lords of the Philistines passed on by hundreds and by thousands, but David and his men passed on in the rearward of Achish. Then said the princes of the Philistines, What do these Hebrews hear? And Achish said unto the princes of the Philistines, "Is not this David, the servant of Saul, king of Israel, which has been with me these days, or these years? And I have found no fault in him since he fell unto me unto this day." And the princes of the Philistines were wroth with him. And the princes of the Philistines said unto him, "Make this fellow return, that he may go again to his place which thou hast appointed him, and let him not go down with us to the battle, lest in the battle he be an adversary to us. For wherewith should he reconcile himself unto his master? Should it not be with the heads of these men? Is not this David, of whom they sang one to another in dances, saying, 'Saul slew his thousands, and David his 10,000? Then Achish called David and said unto him, Surely, as the Lord lives, thou hast been upright in thy going out and thy coming in with me in the host is good in my sight. For I have not found evil in thee since the day of thy coming unto me, unto this day. Nevertheless, the Lord's favor thee not. Wherefore now, return and go in peace, that thou displease not the lords of the Philistines. And David said unto Achish, But what have I done? And what hast thou found in thy servant, so long as I have been with thee unto this day, that I may not go fight against the enemies of thy lord, of my lord the king? And Achish answered and said to David, I know that thou art good in my sight, as an angel of God. Notwithstanding, the princes of the Philistines have said, He shall not go up with us to battle. Wherefore, now rise up early in the morning with thy master's servants that are come with thee, and as soon as ye be up early in the morning, and have light, depart. So David and his men rose up early to depart in the morning to return into the land of the Philistines, and the Philistines went up to Jezreel. Now all this happened. This is history. David was very faithful in the sight of the king of Gath, in the king Achish. And David loved the Lord. He was faithful. And so David, he went about doing good, doing God's will, because he was anointed. And they're going to fight Saul. Now, we're going to find out that one of the reasons Saul got killed was because he saw the witch. Okay, when people are lukewarm, they're not the same as those that love God. Loving God is the best way to live. The way we love God is the way we love man. If we can operate according to the love of God, and then we have the anointing. We even celebrate the anointing because we know that it's a lifeline to somebody. Your anointing is somebody's lifeline. And when you operate in that anointing, you're yielding yourself, you're taking yourself aside, doing what you want to do the work of God, and people are going to live because of it. A lot of people. Remember, the works that we do on our level become the works on God's level. Duty is ours. Results are God. So when every time you obey the Lord, you're setting a new standard. You're winning souls. It doesn't usually look like it, but it happens that way. Only in heaven can you tell the good you've done. But the Lord knows it right now. But I trust the Lord. I trust what He tells me. The direction that He gives. That's what I trust the most. It's not about me. It's about Him. I just try to yield to Him so that He can use my life. All right, we made it to chapter 30. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south of Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives, and that were therein. They slew not any, neither great nor small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the former wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, his own people, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Verse 6 of chapter 30. I will use this scripture on purpose to encourage myself when I got low throughout my life. If something happened that troubled me, I would encourage myself by praising the Lord. You know, like that song say, praise the Lord. He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord. Our Lord inhabits praise. Praise the Lord. This proves it. David encouraged himself in the Lord. And David said to Abiathar, the priest, Ahimelech's son, this is the one that escaped with him, I pray thee, bring me hither and eat the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, and Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. The Lord is able to protect your assets, even in no matter what the trouble. So always, never give in to sudden fear, but seek the Lord. Now, the next broadcast, we're gonna look into this even further, because this is a rich group of scriptures. And David inquired, and so David went, and with the 600 men that were with him, he came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint they could not go over the brook Besor. Now we're out of time, but the Lord is, we're going to pick up next time here. The Lord is not out of time. He will continue to teach you, bless you, and it's going to be good. As you, everything we learn from the Lord, it helps us to go forward. Till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.